You're listening to SBS News.
When the mercury in Western Sydney climbs to some of the hottest temperatures in the country, Ian Apondulan must make some tough decisions.
It has been difficult to turn on the electricity in terms of the air conditioning. Sometimes it can cost a lot for the family. Over this last summer, a lot of the communities, especially migrant communities, are facing hardship in paying their electricity bills.
Soon the Filipino religious youth leader will become something of an expert, navigating his way around a power bill.
The idea is the representatives from the energy companies will help train leaders in our communities to teach our communities on how they can implement energy-saving tips within the community.
The scheme to train migrant community leaders in Sydney as teachers of the energy industry's complexities is a first in Australia, according to Gemina Corporate Affairs spokesman Michael Pinter-Bona.
Providing information that's simple in its format, that's coming from a trusted source, somebody that people know from within their own community, in a relaxed and informal setting, is going to really help people to understand the sector, understand their bills, and make better decisions.
Voices for Power project founder at the Sydney Alliance, Thuy Lin Nguyen, says language and cultural difficulties often mean migrants can end up paying too much for their power.
There are people who don't feel confident to negotiate with their energy companies to get a better deal. So they're on much more expensive deals than they should be. They also may not know about any rebates or concessions they might be entitled to.
And migrant communities in Victoria are also set to save on their power bills with a $250 energy bonus payment for concession card holders, unveiled by the state's energy minister, Lily D'Ambrosio.
We know that many Victorians have done it tough, especially during the COVID period. And this power saving bonus will go such a long way to helping those 900,000 Victorian households, one in three households, to save money off their powered bills.
Damien Sullivan from the charity Brotherhood of St Lawrence has applauded the move.
Energy costs is a very big concern for vulnerable Victorian households, and any measures that can be put in place to help them, as the Victorian government has been doing, to help people deal with energy costs are most welcome.
The relief comes as new data reveals gas generation in Australia's main electricity grid fell by almost a fifth in 2020, while solar and wind enjoyed a record year. Renewable energy providing more than a quarter of power in the national electricity market. Gareth Borum, SBS News.